Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
From around the world, the planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast via satellite on USA Radio Network.
Radio Network. Radio Network.
Whatever.
Do what?
But we're coming out live on the USA Radio Network, but not on the GCN network because GCN. I'm the redheaded fat stepchild of GCN.
Well, okay.
Oh, look at these wonderful lights. I feel like I'm at TalkNet back in the old days. We're Sally Jesse Raphael. This wonderful view that we have.
It is a nice
window,
view,
isn't it?
We do have a wonderful view.
It's like almost like Southern California in the quiet storm.
Uh-huh. Well, there's the sirens that we constantly have to hear.
Oh, yeah. We had to tell them guys to shut up over there. The 10 minutes ago, sirens gone.
The view's great. The sound, not so good.
Hey, but you got to admit, the guys downstairs at the bar, it's not flying out the motorcycles as much. Oh, there's your siren.
There's our siren. Told you.
There's your siren. So, well, normally we hear the boom, you know, downstairs trying to
the
show
motorcycles.
Off and impress the women about 10:30 or so.
Yeah, you're right about that, too.
Now, daylight savings time is coming up, so they're probably confused. That's why we're not hearing them right now. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Some cool things, some weird things, but it's all part of tech, and be able to talk about that. And right now, the APAC conference last week, CPAC,
yeah
the Republican stuff went on last week, and you heard a lot of people talking and various things.
Sure, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now South by Southwest, which is about 3 hours down the road from the studio down in Austin, is now happening this weekend. And, of course, all the Democratic people are the presidential, quote-unquote, candidates.
Are they heading down there?
Are heading down there and giving it to Sinsworth. And, of course, before they started heading down there, Elizabeth Warren reared her head yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And started talking. I wish she just had gone off and gotten a beer, shut up, and left us all. Tell them what she's going on about. This, I got bits and pieces of this, and I was sober the whole time hearing it. My brain was still going, huh?
Elizabeth Warren wants to break up Google, Amazon, and Facebook.
Yeah.
Because they're too big? Because what? You know, it's one of the things. I'm actually here. You know, I am a competition guy.
I am too.
I'm a capitalist, but when it comes down to things, I'm kind of, when they say stuff like that, I'm kind of actually on her side in some respects. Anything that encourages capitalism and competition,
yeah,
I'm actually for.
Right.
So when it comes down to Google, Facebook, and Amazon, they are very big and they have a lot of control. And it's not so much that I want to break them up. It's I want to mute their sheer dominance of control over my data. You know, I've got no control over it. And anymore, it's just they get the control and I get to say nothing.
Yeah, but there's rules for that. It's called the Federal Trade Commission. Yeah, we have already that can do that.
Are they showing any real desire to mute the control of
well,
them?
Well, that also depends on who you have in the Federal Trade Commission.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, if the Democrats get in, they probably won't do anything with the Federal Trade Commission any more than the Republicans will.
Well, and you know,
and even if they do, it'll probably be a scorched earth policy because these will be the crazy Democrats that say, oh, I got a job. I'm the boss now.
Right.
And then they'll have a scorched earth policy.
Now, and when it comes down to Elizabeth Warren and this, is it going to be just a typical? What bothers me most about when they do come up with an idea that I might kind of like, I'm not sure, I'd have to see all the details on what she wants to do, but I don't want to embrace it because
she lost
I don't
me at numbers. When she starts calling out braggarts, going, well, if this company makes this many billions to this many billions, we're going to screw you. And if this one makes so many billions down to millions, we'll kind of screw you. And every time she starts coming out with these brackets, I just tune out.
I understand
it's just another ploy.
And the other concern I've got here is whether or not it's a shakedown. You know, when it comes down to this kind of stuff, the first thing I see is, you know, it's like something that I might grab onto. But guess what? I also expect it to be a shakedown for tax money.
Yeah, it's going to be a shakedown.
So,
but here's the thing I don't get. She's talking about that there's no competition and all of this. What do these guys really do for a living?
But understand that. See, those are the things I can kind of go on board with. Is that you've got, where does everybody go to shop nowadays? If I'm going to go shopping right now, guess where I go? I go to Amazon.
Right, and you can also go to Google too, because Google has their own platform where they have a marketplace and everything. But see, this is what I don't understand. Let's also throw Walmart into the picture, because they're not you know the behemoths like Google and Amazon, but they are in the top five. This is where I don't get Warren, and I don't think Warren gets Warren. There is competition, because here's what you're doing. Yes, you have Amazon. Yes, you have Google Marketplace. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have Walmart. But not only do they sell their own products, they also allow the small and medium market guys, quote unquote, the competition, to be able to also use their services to get out to those same people.
Right.
And they rent out their warehouses. They rent out their systems. They rent out everything, even servers and all that stuff. And that allows the little guys and the medium guys to be able to be part of the playing field. Mm-hmm. She doesn't get that or doesn't want to admit it because it doesn't fit her narrative.
Right. And let me backtrack a little bit because, I mean, think about the two biggest monopolies out there that I can think of. Why is it that there are two things, you know, it's one industry that gets so much money more than anything else that's been out there, and I don't remember it ever being touched, really, not...
Military?
No, I'm talking about private sector.
Medical.
You've got one in your wallet.
Phone industry?
Credit cards.
Oh, credit cards.
I mean, Visa, MasterCard, they're the dominant. And then you've got American Express, Discover, there's two out there.
They already cut a couple inches off of them between the legs there last time. That's Dodd-Frank right there.
All right. But you know...
They screwed them horribly.
What I'm getting at is, even after all these years, after many, many years that we've got out there, we don't see any more credit card industry, I mean, companies going out there. You don't have Mick Williams credit card, you know. I mean, maybe privately branded. We can think about it.
Well, Diddy had one. Just didn't go nowhere.
We can try it, you know. But the issue is that we're not looking at when these companies, they get up this high. You know, it's really tough to say. I do want competition. I do want capitalism. But we get companies that are so big for so long, the antitrust laws that have been in play traditionally, we don't see them implemented or exercised anymore at all.
Well, as far as
when was the last time you saw antitrust implemented? Microsoft back in, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, that's what she brought up.
Uh-huh.
Was that whole deal? Yeah. How long did that take?
Yeah.
7 years.
And what happened?
We got not much out of that deal.
George W., as soon as he got in, he says, eh.
Yeah.
No big deal. Overturn it.
Yeah. And Janet Reno was the one who went after that. I didn't agree with a lot of that one either. And
I get it.
The only problem with that was they were trying to put a license on everything that went out the door. If you got somebody's other operating system, you bought a computer, and you said, no, I don't want DOS. I want Linux. Oh, don't matter.
Yeah, and that was ridiculous too.
Yeah.
You'd buy a computer from a company out there, and it did not have Microsoft Windows on it. But because that company had made a deal to get a very cheap version of Microsoft Windows onto their system, they had to pay for every single machine that went out, every machine that went out, whether or not it had Microsoft Windows on there or not, you were paying the license fee for it. And I just, that's insane.
And a lot of people back then didn't like DOS. Windows was kind of in its infancy. And they said, you know what, I'm going to go with OS 2. Remember that one? Good old IBM.
Oh, yeah.
Ran a lot of ads and everything. Uh-huh. Where's that today?
It's gone.
That's right. And then even though they ran OS 2 or Linux or whatever, that license still, money still went to Microsoft, even though their software
You had a competitor, DRDOS. Well, it's gone,
Dr.
too.
DRDOS, and, gone. But see, there's a difference between that and this. We have four or five different major platforms, as we mentioned before, that still not only do their own stuff, but are also releasing that stuff back to the small and medium guys.
Right.
If all you could do is just buy from them, and the little guys are going, hey, I wish you could do that, and Bezos goes, no, this is our playground. Uh-huh. We're not going to let you on our system, or it's going to cost you a gazillion amount and headache so badly, you're just going to walk away.
Well, but understand,
and that's not happening here.
But where Amazon's concerned, they are getting a cut. You know, everybody gets a cut out there.
It's their systems.
And they're the dominant player out there. And I'm not trying to say they're doing anything wrong. It's tough for me to, tough for me to go, gee, if you're going to break up Amazon, how would you do it? And maintain that whole capitalism versus competition.
She also doesn't want the advertising and analytical platforms or something. She wants to break up platforms. Say, well, you can have this, but you can't have that. And everything is like, why? Because part of the whole deal is if you go and buy space on the digital platform, you're going to want analytics. You want to be able to have a way to get your ads out. You want to have these tools. These guys have created a set of tools, and they're selling them to you.
Right.
They're selling you, quote unquote, digital real estate and the tools to figure out where your traffic's coming and going. You've got a place to park your physical real estate, your product, your inventory, and you don't have to have it come out to your place and be inundated by emails. It's right there in the warehouse. They put it on the Amazon truck or the Google truck, and it goes out, and the guys blink their eyes, and there's Mickey and Bob's CD-ROM going out to a guy, while at the same time, you know, a mouse comes from Amazon to another guy, and it all comes out of the same warehouse.
You're right.
I do not see her logic.
And I'll tell you this, it's very tough for me to count. It's tough for me to argue this point because I am a capitalist. I am a competition guy.
Right you are, and stay
that way. I want it to go to where we're...
Don't ever change.
To where, and I don't want government to put their hands in all this stuff. But on the other hand, I want to be able to see another player come in easily and at least be able to compete. And it seems like it's very difficult for that to happen.
You know, if you go back, and it's hard to believe now, this will be 25 years this year, that in 1994... there was nothing but these little ISPs, 100-something of them, running by themselves. You got your first email address.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota was the first one to actually have a website and a commercial. And this was fertile ground, the New West. And then it became kind of the Wild Wild West. And then the commercial came in and interrupted my whole entire train of thought. But anyway, we'll come back. We'll talk about those days and kind of how that grew and see how things are different and how this relates to everything. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Nick Williams Cyberline. Nick Williams Cyberline with you. 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. By the way, a programming note. For those of you listening to us in Camden, Arkansas, starting tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time, if you missed McWilliams Cyberline at its appropriate time on Saturdays, you will now get to hear the repeat on Sundays.
All right.
From 10 to 2, courtesy of Doc Bryce and the gang over there. And it's there until we say it isn't, or they get somebody to buy the time and throw us off.
Got it.
But anyway, If you miss us, there's going to be a two-hour repeat from 10 to 2 on Sundays, I believe starting tomorrow. Don't quote me on it, but we talked about it this week. And I believe that is going to start tomorrow from 10 to 2 on News 92 WBEU. So
I'm not an Elizabeth Warren fan. I mean, when it comes down to it, but I'm listening to this stuff and entertaining it. And it's like some of these ideas, I'm like going, okay, I like the idea in theory, to get more competition out there.
In theory.
Yeah. Well,
all her stuff is kind of in theory, but when you start looking at the bolts and the rust.
And the other question, the big question is, what's exactly her version of the theory?
Yeah.
So I don't want to embrace it.
You won't know the exact of the theory until, you know, they pass it so you can see how good the theory was.
I just want to see competition prevail. And where you've got Amazon out there, you know, who can compete? Yeah.
Well, you know, remember, as I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted by the commercial, when we all started out, it was the wild, wild west, fertile ground.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could go out and buy a building and a piece of real estate in the middle of frickin' nowhere for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And then here comes the internet into town, and now you're on the map. Where mm-hmm. before, it wouldn't have been worth it to anybody because, well, nobody's driving out here to come buy your stuff. But half the free world in China will through this little wire.
Right.
And then we got bigger and bigger and bigger, and guys like Bezos started off small like everybody else. You got a couple of young guys started Google. You got a couple of young guys that started Yahoo. And believe you me, thank God for both of them, because, you know, that put the internet phone book out of business.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? You used to get the yellow page phone book that had all of the stuff listed in it. And, of course, now it's faster to go through and update everything on Yahoo than it is to buy another book. My book is now... I have a mint condition copy in a Ziploc bag. It's worth $100 on the open market now. I paid $4.95 for it. But all of these things that we're looking at, these giant behemoths, they all started the same way. They all had the same level playing field.
And Amazon will eventually fall. You know, it's every business does. I mean, IBM used to be, there's nobody better than IBM. There's nobody bigger than IBM. IBM will never go away. There's no competition there. Same thing with MS-DOS. You know, MS-DOS came in and they
IBM's not doing too good for, you know.
Well, that's what I mean.
As crazy as IBM was.
It was the name of names when it came to computers. And then all of a sudden we do get Microsoft come in and they... You know, they worked their operating system up. It was very inexpensive, went on every computer out there and competed, you know, and it was the name. I mean, literally at one point they were saying it's got over 90, you know, their operating system is on over 90% of the computers out there. Well, guess what? You know, now the operating system of choice out there that dominates, Android.
Yeah.
So everything... You know, goes
and Microsoft
goes on, moves on.
And Microsoft is so funny because at that time, you know, when we had the antitrust going on in 2000 and Gates was in charge and the 800-pound gorilla, well, look what happened to him. I mean, Microsoft slid the minute he left, and we got Steve Ballmer in. And, oh, there was a great CEO.
Yeah.
That was the smartest CEO in the room, that one. And now he's playing basketball with his buddies, and thank God. But now the new guy, he's totally reinvented Microsoft and put him in the cloud and everything. So
but,
one of two things are going to happen. Either Amazon's going to reinvent itself or somebody else is going to reinvent the pie bigger and knock Amazon out like they did Sears. We'll be right back.
Yep.